This is Bill, M0HBR in London. I just wanted to say a few words to the listeners of Solder Smoke about the tragic loss of our friend Mike, KL7R. As I'm sure all of you know, Mike was killed in a car accident in Hawaii in late January. He was in Hawaii on vacation with his family, and his loss came as a real shock to all of us. And I'm sure all the listeners out there are as saddened by this event as I have been. Mike and I had a really great collaboration on Solder Smoke. We've been talking on Echolink now for almost 4 years. And the Solder Smoke program was really very much Mike's creation. I mentioned the idea to him one day, and he was a very innovative, creative guy, very good with all things digital and computer systems. So after I mentioned the idea of a podcast to him on Echolink, the next thing I knew I was receiving files with soundtracks and music and intros and a recording of our last discussion on Echolink, and that was the birth of Solder Smoke. He'd even found a place to host it. And it set up Yahoo accounts and email accounts, and it all happened very quickly. And after that, Solder Smoke was just kind of a weekly or twice a month event for us, and we'd sit down and have a very nice discussion about our homebrewing radio activities. And we were always delighted to be able to share them with other people out there who are interested in this kind of stuff. And I think the real payback that we got from it was the feedback that we received from listeners around the world. Mike and I would always really take a lot of satisfaction in receiving messages from people who told us that they had enjoyed a show or learned something from a show or got a laugh out of something that we were working on or struggling with. And that was always our big reward. Mike took Solder Smoke very seriously. He really felt under pressure each week to come up with something new and interesting to say. And I always tried to reassure him that he would have no trouble in that. And just by describing what he was up to would be more than enough, for our listeners. And that was always the case. Mike was a great friend, never said a bad word about anybody. Always tried to help. Always tried to look on the bright side. He was a man devoted to his family. As listeners of the show will know, he frequently mentioned projects that he was working on for his wife or for his son. He really took great delight in using his technical skills and abilities to build things for them. You know, whether it was a Nixie clock or something else, or working on the house, or in some way using his technical abilities for the good of the family. And I always thought that was one of the nicest things about Mike. He was a great radio amateur in the best sense of the word. He was intrigued by the hobby, by the physics, by the electronics, by the science behind what we do. He was always trying to improve his understanding and improve his technical abilities, improve his test gear, and he was always trying to help other hams in the same endeavor. He really got a great kick out of and was thrilled by the way in which Solder Smoke allowed us or provided a way for us to discuss technical things with everybody on the full spectrum of experience in this area, everybody from the newest beginners to people who were sort of at our kind of middle of the road level, all the way up to some of the people who are actually on the cutting edge of technological advance, and people who have made great contributions to ham radio literature and science in this area. So that was another side benefit of Solder Smoke for us. I want to thank everybody for all the nice messages that have been sent in, and for all the messages that have been posted on the wiki site that was set up by Mike's colleagues up in Alaska, I got a very nice message from Mike's brother, and he said that he had seen the messages on the wiki site, and I think they were very comforting to the family. I think it was great for them to be able to see how many friends Mike had made around the world through the Solder Smoke podcast, and how deeply his untimely loss affected people around the world. People from all over, from across Europe, from across the United States, from all over Canada, from India, Australia. It was really, really something to see the outpouring of expressions of condolences from people all around the world. And I know that that meant a lot to the family. In many of those messages, people very kind of kindly asked about the future of Solder Smoke. And when they didn't ask about that, they kind of, I think, just pointed out how important Solder Smoke had become to many of them, and how much they would miss it if it was not continued. And, of course, I've been thinking about what to do, if anything, with Solder Smoke. And I thought about just ending it there at episode 46. But I got a nice message from Mike's brother, like I said. And in the message, Mike's brother said that he thought we should continue with Solder Smoke. And thinking about it, I know that that is what Mike would have wanted. As a matter of fact, my last email exchange with Mike was shortly before he left for Hawaii. And he said to me, look, I probably won't be back home in time for the next episode, so why don't you just go ahead and record one without me, either do it a solo or have a guest. And I went back and I said, no, we'll wait for you to get back. But I think Mike very much would have wanted this thing to go on, because I think it was important to him it was important to him, and I think he took great satisfaction about in knowing that it was providing some pleasure, insight, and happiness, some laughs to friends and hams around the world. So I'm not quite sure how I'm going to do it, but I have some ideas. And I think after some time here, we might have a rebirth of Solder Smoke in another form. I think that's what Mike would have wanted. I often think about a CUSO on the HF bands, or a regular roundtable on VHF. And if one of the members of the group passes on, that doesn't mean that the roundtable has to stop. As a matter of fact, the departed person probably would want it to continue. And I know Mike would want Solder Smoke to go on, and I think he'd be very upset with me if Solder Smoke ended because of his tragic and untimely departure. So I think we'll find a way to keep it going. And just give it some time, and I think we'll see if we can get things back on track here. It'll never be the same, of course, but I think we'll try to keep the same spirit alive and keep it very much on the same track that Mike started it off on. So anyway, this has been a difficult one, and again, thanks for all the expressions of support and condolences that people have sent in. Anyway, that's it, and just wanted to kind of say something via an MP3 file about the loss that we've suffered with Mike's death.